WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Stephen Post, and you are listening to Late to the Show. And the purpose of my show is to try to play you some older material, some newer material, just some stuff that maybe you haven't heard before. That's why I call it Late to the Show. I try to bring back some songs that maybe deserve a second chance, maybe deserve to be heard. So I'm hoping that tonight you will enjoy the show. I've mixed it up a bit. I'm going to be giving you some musical whiplash, so to speak. It's going to go from some very serious songs to some very silly songs. I pulled some very lighthearted material from my collection that I wanted to play for you, and I'm hoping that you'll at least like some of them. The first song I'm going to play is by a band called Soul Asylum. Now, Soul Asylum was huge in the 90s. I mean, they were one of the biggest bands out. And they had a song called Runaway Train that MTV would just not stop playing. And, I mean, for good reason. I mean, it helped find some missing people, some missing kids. It was unique in that regard. And when they found some of those kids, they would update the music video so that they could put new missing people in that music video. But they ran the song into the ground and made people hate them. That being said, though, they released a different album with a song on it called String of Pearls. And I just happen to think that it deserves a listen from people. So here we go. Soul Asylum from the album Let Your Dim Light Shine, String of Pearls.
She swings the string of pearls on the corner. The street lights reflect the light in the water. The string, it snaps and the pearls go sailing, and they splash and bounce and roll across the wet street. As she bends to chase the pearls, a car swings round the corner. She darts from the eyes of the panic-struck driver, the delivery room, 'cause in the backseat his wife is busting out of her womb. And the sack breaks and out come the Siamese twins, who grow up to become the first president with two heads. Ah, better than one. His head in his hands says, I gotta put my heads together.
light in his eye, he pulled over, reached down, and picked up a pearl from the gutter. And he didn't know what to think. And he brought it home and washed it in the sink. And he gave the pearl to Sister Mary Teresa, who could not accept it. So she gave it to Lisa, a young prostitute, who was missing a pearl on the necklace that broke late last night.
WRCT is supported by Tartan Inc., located in the Cohen University Center on Carnegie Mellon University campus. Tartan Inc. provides a range of services for printing, finishing, and shipping with various sizes and materials available. For more information, visit cmu.edu/Tartan Inc. or call 412-268-4828. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right, so again, I had just played the song String of Pearls from Soul Asylum, one of the big bands of the 90s that just got so much airplay and then kind of got run into the ground by MTV and made people not like them. The next song I'm going to play is by Todd Snyder, a country musician, but unfortunately he did pass away, I want to say 2 months ago. It is fairly recent. He has a song called The Good News Blues, which I have always found entertaining, and I hope that you do as well.
Well, my woman left me, and I'm so glad she did. You know my old gal left me, and I'm glad she took her kid. Now I got less mouths to feed and more room to sleep in my bed. I got the good news blues, I'm smiling on a rainy day. I got the good news blues, I sung all my troubles away.
Hello? Is anybody out there? If you can hear this, drop by the Echo Chamber Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to listen to good music together. Also, from the basement, broadcasting what's what in alt-rock indie with occasional forays into electronic subgenres, hosted by Addy Fridays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. All right, so I hope you enjoyed Todd Snyder's Good News Blues. It's just one of my pick-me-up songs. Whenever I'm feeling a little down, I'll toss that on my speakers in my car as I'm driving. It's fun to sing along to. Now, having said that, the next song, not so chipper, but also one of my favorite songs. So, if you're familiar with the song Hallelujah, it has been covered by dozens of artists, probably. I've lost count. Originally written and performed by Leonard Cohen, is one of his most famous songs. It's been covered by countless musicians, like I said. But this one is covered by John Cale, and I feel like he was able to capture the mood of the song better than most of the covers. I think most musicians focus too hard on trying to hit all the right notes, and John Cale realized that there's more to the music than the notes. You gotta perform the soul of the song. So listen to Hallelujah by John Cale.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Faith was strong, but you needed proof. Saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Baby, I've been here before. I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There was a time you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? I remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Shoot at someone who outdrew you, and it's not a cry you can hear at night, it's not somebody you've seen the light, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah,
are listening to Late to the Show on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Stephen Post. I am the author of Hideous Creatures, and you just heard the song Hallelujah by John Cale. Well, performed by John Cale, originally written by Leonard Cohen. Next comes a very bizarre song. It's very short, by a band called Was Not Was. They are a very hard to define band. They had a strange pop hit, yeah, I want to say in the late 80s, that is just terrible. In my opinion, is a terrible song. But their album had some very bizarre gems on it, and I'm going to play one of them. It's a very short song. Maybe you can play it for your father on Father's Day. Well, I hope you enjoyed a very bizarre song from the band Was Not Was, called Dad, I'm in Jail, from the What Up Dog album. It's a very strange album if you ever get the chance, but the hit they had is not what I would call good music. But I am going to move on to the next song, which is actually just a cover of a very classic song. It's a good song. Hopefully you've already heard this either from the original or maybe even this cover. I try to play songs you maybe haven't heard before. I have a feeling I'm probably going to miss the mark on this one. Most of you probably heard this, but I figured I'd take a chance because it's just a good song. So here we go with Cats in the Cradle by Ugly Kid Joe.
Day came to the world in the usual way, but there are planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. He was talking for a minute, and as he grew, he said, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you come in outside, I don't.
Said with a smile, what I'm feeling like, Dad, is to see my new job's a hassle and the kids at the food. But it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, you'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me.
Kislowski, driver number two, discount tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Well, I didn't mean to do it, but I guess I kind of played two songs in a row about fatherhood in a weird sort of way, but that was not intentional. Okay, next song is going to be by Zebrahead. I have played Zebrahead before, and I'm going to play him again when I can find songs that I think are worthy for your ears and also safe for radio play. Not always possible. I don't know why, man, but sometimes they just drop one word that makes it so I can't play the song. It means I have to go in and I guess edit out the curse words, and I just don't feel like doing that. So I try to find the clean ones. Here is the title track from their album called Playmate of the Year, back when the magazine Playboy actually meant something, I guess. So here we are, Playmate of the Year by Zebrahead. Okay, so once again, that was Zebrahead playing Playmate of the Year. Not to suggest that all the songs I've been playing up until now have been super serious, except for maybe, I don't know, Casting the Cradle and Hallelujah. But the next two songs are going to be even more silly, because I just like doing it that way sometimes. So, if you've never heard of the musician Ray Stevens, he doesn't do parody like Weird Al does. He just has a lot of silly songs. He's kind of considered a country musician, but you'll find that he just wants to crack jokes 90% of the time. So he has a song called Can He Love You Half As Much As I? This is from a live album. I don't know if there's a studio version. If there is, I've never heard it. But here it is from the live album, Ray Stevens, Can He Love You Half As Much As I?
Just got married, and your husband is a jewel. Graduated summa cum laude from a big northeastern school. Has a doctorate in physics and a master's in physics. Was a captain of the football teams, not a book he hasn't read. Well, sure. But can he can he play the spoon? Big music with his armpit, little animals from balloons. Can he whistle Dixie while eating crackers and covering one eye? And can he love you half as much as I? You say he's climbing that corporate ladder. In business, he's a gem. General Motors never had a vice president as young as him. Say he wrote a computer program, say to $8 million. Found a way to cut the cost on all their cars and trucks. Well, big deal. I just want to know, can he and does he have a charm? Can he wiggle his ears, juggle up beers, make a frog in your arm? Bet he can't do this, no matter how hard he tries. Can he love as much as I? Will you brag how he's a culture, how he sculptures and he writes? Well, did you know that now I go to culture classes every night? I'm a devotee and a connoisseur of black velveteen art. I have a painting of Rambo that glows in the dark. So he makes 400,000 per and can press 300 pounds. So he drives a red Ferrari and lives on the snooty side of town. So you're gonna sail around the world in his tacky, gaudy yacht. So he spends vacations working with Mother Teresa in India. So what? That kind of superficiality can wear pretty thin. I just want to know, can he can he play the spoons? Make music with his armpit? Little animals from balloons? Can he whistle Dixie while eating crackers and covering one eye? And can he love you half as much? Does he have my charm? Does he have my touch? Can he love half as much as I?
And that was Ray Stevens performing Can He Love You Half as Much as I, one of my favorite tracks to make me laugh. Now, speaking of Weird Al, which I had mentioned earlier, I decided to play Ray Stevens and Weird Al back to back, and I'm actually a little surprised those two have never come together to write a song together. You'd think that probably would have happened. But I thought about bringing in some original material from Weird Al for you, because I know a lot of people have never heard his original tracks. But, I mean, this song is just too much fun to not play. So this one is a parody. I'll just let you listen to it. But the name of the song is Word Crimes. It's a song about grammar and is 100% accurate. So have fun with that.
Everybody shut up. Who adopted teens to share their journey.
We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
They showcased a sense of love that I never had before. I mean, he's not only my parent, like he's like my best friend.
At the end of the day, it's all been worth it. I wouldn't change a thing about our lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
All right, so once again, that was Word Crimes by Weird Al Yankovic, one of my favorite songs. That's all I ever play for you guys. I try not to play songs I don't like. That would be weird. Sometimes they do force my hand. All right, but back to reality here. Now, this is a song called Here. That's H-E-R-E, Here, by a band called Vast. That is V-A-S-T. Now, that stands for Visual Audio Sensory Theater. This album is quite old now, unfortunately. It makes me feel old just talking about it. But, man, it's one of my favorites. The second album they came out with, not great, I got to admit. But the material they had after that is, I mean, it's decent. But this first album, man, if you can pick, you know, get it for yourself and give it a listen, I'm going to play the first track from that album. It's self-titled, nothing fancy, Visual Audio Sensory Theater with the song Here. And it has kind of a low start, so you might want to lower your volume a little bit for when it picks up.
Thank you. telling lies to myself. Hold me now, you know I am so afraid to be at all.
So again, that was the band Vast playing here from Visual Audio Sensory Theater. Just a little side note, the singer's name is John Crosby. Now, with the exception of whenever you are hearing songs performed by an orchestra, which is performed by the New Bombay Recording Orchestra, that's stuff like what, your average like string instruments, wind, brass, you know, an actual orchestra. But the actual rock music part, the drummer, the guitarist, everything, that's just one guy. And that's the singer known as John Crosby. He's the singer for Vast. He played all those instruments. He did that all by himself, and he just had the orchestra help do the backup. The guy's really talented, in my opinion. Now, moving on to the next song that I have in my collection is, and I hope you're recovering from the musical whiplash I'm giving you, going from all these different musical styles. And yes, when I am by myself, I do listen to them in this kind of order because I just like a good song, regardless of what kind of tone it has. The next one is going to be, I can't remember the name of this musician. Give me one second here. Jill Blute, because she is one of the musicians that have that submitted her song to the station to be played. The name of this song is Salt. I have listened to it. I enjoyed it. And so I decided to pass it on to you. I hope my listeners like it. So once again, my name is Stephen Post. This is Late to the Show, playing the song Salt by Jill Blute. I'm hoping that I'm pronouncing that name correctly.
I'm standing in a room of shadows.
drink, folding the towel, thinking about the day I said I love you. It was easy like a sandstone, skipping rocks to get an answer. What's 19 without giving it all? Tuck me in, let yourself out, I work at it. You're a sycophant, but you're loud, pulling a version from the blue.
Okay, so first I played Salt by Jill Blute, and then I just went ahead and played Tori Weidinger's song, Got What I Want. That's a song I've played here a couple times. I just like the song, and it's another musician that submitted their track to the station, and I wanted to give it some more airplay. Hopefully people like it, and they'll check it out elsewhere. Next song I'm going to play is a song that is intentionally out of tune, and I hope you like it for that reason. It's called Love Song, but it's spelled L-U-V, Love Song, by Jane Jensen.
That wasn't very encouraging.
I don't want to stop your creative flow, honey.
Are you sure?
That was cute.
Isn't he sweet?
I'm overly excited.
A lot of ideas. A little headphone bleed.
Ow!
Alright! Do it again. For your boyfriend.
codependent or anything weird like that. No fertilizer, bomb materials in his closet. Not convicted of any major puns. Not really much into entomology. Never tries to calm you down. You can stay out all night, talk all you want. He's not jealous of your friends that are guys and thinks they're really cool.
And that is Jane Jensen's Love Song. Jane Jensen's a very talented musician. I hope that you check out her other material. The last song I'm going to be playing for the night is by a band called Dead Eye Dick, as in the private detective kind of dick. They were kind of big in the 90s. They had a song called New Age Girl, which most people referred to as Mary Moon. But I'm not going to play that song. I'm going to play a song called Anyone, which is kind of a, I guess, kind of a downbeat. I don't know if you want to call it a romantic song. Probably not. It's more of a depressing, I don't have anybody in my life kind of song, I guess. But here we go. Anyone from Dead Eye Dick.
Anyone, I can wake with a kiss. Anyone who I'm desperate to miss. Anyone who is willing to try to be broken, to be glued. Anyone like you. Opened her eyes, and anyone who refuses to lie, anyone who is willing to try to be broken, to be glued. Can't lose. I don't need something to do. I don't crave sympathy for self. Won't fight, won't win, won't lose. I don't need anyone. Just you.
Well, that was my last song for the evening. The song Anyone by Dead Eye Dick from their album A Different Story. I am out of time. It is now 10 o'clock. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. You've been listening to Late to the Show with Stephen Post, author of Princess Never Cares. And until next week, this will be the last thing I say.
It's WRCT Pittsburgh. You are listening to the